and my word, were we fed burgers, or we were fed burgers. Hello and welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
So I'm sitting across Napo. Sorry, Napo, I didn't get your surname.
Ranko.
Napo Ranko, who is a chef of this massive, massive place. I'm going to tell you all about it now. And Terence Oliver, who's a manager of the spot. What's the place called?
It's Guy Fieri's Action Kitchen Bar.
It's okay. Guys, we have just had the most divine, the most, I mean, it's huge. This burger that we've just had was just out of this world. Just looking at the burger, I kept thinking to myself, is this for four people or is this for one person? Tell me about what goes into the food that you make there, Napo. I mean, this was your work.
A lot of love, though, to start off. Then the ingredients is the mac and cheese, beef patty, 200 gram beef patty, and a brioche bun with a bit of chopped iceberg lettuce.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you get to be running Guy's establishment. Does he come through and select a spot, or is it a franchise? How does it work?
Well, it's basically a franchise that's been taken into for the first time outside of the Americas by Sun International. So we're fortunate to have it in Menlyn, in Times Square.
Okay.
It's a franchise that we run for him. So we report to Guy and his team on a daily basis.
Oh.
We report any issues, any complaints, compliments, and just a general feel of the restaurant.
So he's really still quite involved, even though he's not here. But you guys speak and you're in touch with him, and you get feedback every single time.
Yes, we do. Like we say, we report to them daily. He's very involved. If there's any issues that we can't handle, they will give us advice how to handle it, what to do next time.
We were talking about the menu there, Napo, and the sourcing of the products and some of the food that you guys had to take through and pass by him. And you were speaking about the ribs, for instance, that, you know, we will never see anything like it in any other restaurant in South Africa.
As a matter of fact, you can't. I mean, it's actually a nice 300 grams, half a portion is 300 grams. Of smoked pork ribs. And the full portion is around about 500 grams, smoked for over 28 hours. So it's quite huge portions of ribs as well. We source them from outside the country.
You go through, I mean, going through your burger, yes, it looks very impressive. It's huge and all the rest of it. But I was very impressed by the quality of the food. I must be honest. I was impressed by the quality of the patties themselves. Everything to me tasted real, like it was made properly, fresh, and sourced properly. Am I correct in saying that you guys really take a lot of pride in sourcing your meats and
stuff?
We
actually do. With the patty itself, the 200 gram patty, it's actually three kinds of meat. I can't announce them on the radio.
Yes.
But it's quite a hefty cuts of meat put together to make a 200 gram portion. And with the cheese sauces as well, we make a special SMC sauce, which is a combination of six kinds of cheese as well. I can't give it away,
yes,
the recipe, obviously.
Course.
And the mac and cheese, the signature cheese sauce, and the burger itself actually has a couple of awards. It's Guy's signature burger.
Terence, the response from the people who walk through those doors, I know a lot of them have seen Guy Fieri on TV and they have expectations. So when they arrive there and you present to them what you presented to us, what's the response from people?
The first response that we usually get is, how do I go about eating this?
Yes, I was asking the same question. Yes.
Yeah. We encourage people to just indulge. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy. Don't worry about messing the table. That's why we're looking it up for you afterwards. People, yeah, like we say, our portions are massive, as you've seen. People really do enjoy how everything blends in together, the different ingredients. I mean, it's not that something that we're used to in South Africa. It's not your normal bulk bite patty that we make. Everything is handmade. Everything is completely different. And the response has been good.
I want to know from your experiences, both of you, with dealing with a team that comes from overseas, what was that interaction like when they began and they came through here and they gave you, you know, whatever it is that they gave you, some I don't know, courses or whatever, workshops, whatever, the sous chef. What was that interaction like for yourselves and for them?
Guy's sous chef came down, a guy called Anthony. He was actually more involved. He even complimented the guys about how quick we catch on and better than the other restaurants he's opened in the States. And from the menu inception, and I mean the restaurant from the restaurant reception, they showed us how to do and how it's. This is not the kind of typical food you have in South Africa. I mean, it was. Mm. It's out of the, we don't have diners for yes. one, and this is the concept of a diner.
Yeah.
So they had to be quite involved, and we caught on quite quickly. And, mm. and the recipes as well, we still have them as guidelines.
Yes.
Now and then, like Terence said, we do communicate constantly, revert back if we actually having problems and adjusting if adjustments have to be done.
Yes.
But obviously, that goes with through proper channels as well.
It's an impressive menu. I did tell you this. I've come across lots of new restaurants and more you're seeing really thin menus and the options are really, really thin and so on. This is impressive. This is really, really impressive. But also, I like the fact that you've got a local twist to your menu.
The springbok, yes, we do. The springbok loin wrapped in bacon, served with mashed potato, a bit of reduced sherry port sauce as well. So that's a bit of our touch.
Yes.
Just to influence a bit of.
Yeah,
that too,
yeah. It must be a good thing when you get to hear the kind of feedback that you hear from guys, team who've been here, who've interacted with you. Because I'm sure, Napa, what it says to you is that you are now a global player.
And we're in the right track as well. Actually, we're folding the South African flag up as well in the global. Yeah, in the global. Yeah.
So when people come to your restaurant, say tonight or tomorrow, what is the one thing that you want them to leave having remembered?
The portion sizes.
The portion sizes. Obviously, no one ever leaves the restaurant still hungry.
Oh my gosh.
All for seconds. We, in any restaurant business, you want people to leave. You always want them to come back.
Mm.
And that's what we are achieving at the moment. We want people to leave. We want people to go and tell their friends, you know, the guy from Diners, Drive-ins and Dives at PC on TV, we visited his restaurants in Pretoria.
Mm.
And we keep returning.
And the ambience as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm also very impressed by, I know we spoke about the ribs, but I just want to say that I got the sense that even your vegetables were freshly sourced. Your vegetables were very impressive for a place that serves burgers and meats and so on. I mean, I look out for, okay, what's that salad look like?
Indeed, we have salads and soups as well. Actually, we have the one soup, which is the French onion soup. Then we've got the Caesar salad.
Yes.
Either can be chicken or beef. Then we still have, we've got the Morgan Creek salad as well. Mm. So we do cater for the portions aren't small as well, but we do.
I'm super impressed, guys. I'm really impressed. It is beautiful. It looks great. But not only that, I mean, it tastes great. And for me, I think the quality of the products you're using are stellar. So to you guys, congratulations. And I'm sure you'll be receiving lots of people this weekend. Congratulations.
Hopefully we will.